West Virginia Mine Safety Director C.A. Phillips says emergency refuse chambers that survived the disaster worked properly when they were tested last week. This tells miners that they can rely on shelters if they find themselves trapped. West Virginia and later the federal government mandated airtight underground refuges after 12 trapped miners ran out of air and died following the Sago mine explosion in 2006. Federal rules now require refuges with 4 days of food, water, and air at all underground coal mines. There had been questions in the industry about whether the shelters would work after an explosion. Now they have an answer. They do. John Ogle, WCVE News.